There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
At the Siemens Innovation Day held recently in partnership with Expo 2020 Dubai and DIWA, Siemens announced plans to boost investments into its digital presence in the Middle East with $500 million over the next 3 years. That is $500 million. And we know that Siemens is one of the biggest and earliest Expo partners here in Dubai. And we're very pleased to have in the studio Michael Bucher, the regional CFO for Siemens. Good morning to you.
Good morning to everybody. Good morning.
Thanks very much indeed. Congratulations on your tie-up with Dubai Expo 2020. What have you signed up for with the Expo team for the event itself?
Oh, well, we have signed up for being premium partner to the Expo. And what we are going to put in place is the most connected Expo ever. So with our platform, which is called MindSphere, we're going to provide a platform to connect visitors, to connect operators onto one platform. And by doing so, making sure that this Expo is going to be the most connected Expo ever.
I guess there's probably only been about five or six Expos that have ever been connected. So everyone will be more connected than the previous one. So what, in precise terms, what does that mean? What are you going to be doing?
What we are going to be doing is we are going to make sure that any device, any what we call asset, is going to be connected to one platform. So for instance, sensors, for instance, information on traffic, for instance, information on passengers, visitors are going to be made available. And people can put applications on top, drive analytics, and draw conclusions.
And this will be very much as an opportunity to present the Internet of Things.
Right.
You're obviously building something on the Expo site, after which is that building is going to become a global center. What? Just explain us, talk us through that. What are you going to build, and what's it going to become after the Expo?
There are two things we are going to build, which are going to last for longer. One is we are going to put our headquarter there, which is a logistics headquarter.
And this is for the region, for the Middle East?
It's going to be a global headquarter.
Global.
It's going to cover a good part of our logistics work that is dedicated to airports and ports.
Obviously, that's going to swallow quite a lot of money. I mean, how much of the $500 million is that going to take up?
None of it. This is not part of the 500 million. It's separate.
So where's the 500 million going?
The majority of the 500 million, first of all, I have to say, it's a vast amount of money, and it shows a strong commitment.
It's huge.
It's huge. It shows a strong commitment to the region, to the digital transformation of the region. And we are going to support this region, the economy, and also the corporates in the digital transformation. How are we going to do it? We're going to invest in people. Meaning we are going to provide software grants to universities and to make them available to students.
So actually you're going to give it away, effectively.
Effectively, we're going to give it away in the sense of providing knowledge and creating a knowledge-based economy in the region.
And now, as I understand it, you're also going to set up two special application centres, MindSphere
right.
application centres. There are only 20 of these around the world, and two of them are going to be here in the UAE, one in Dubai and one in Abu Dhabi. Explain to us what exactly you're doing.
Yeah, this is really an exciting part of our strategy. MindSphere application centers are supposed to be sitting next to our customers. So what they are going to do is one application center is going to address one industry. In Dubai, it's going to be logistics. In Abu Dhabi, it's going to be the process industry. In those MindSphere application centers, we are going to put experts together, data analysts, software engineers, and our traditional engineers, and they're going to co-create together with our customers new applications.
Now, I don't think of you as particularly being a logistics company, so why are you doing this? I mean, you sit down and you come up with presumably new solutions, innovations, etc. Are you working with other partners? Do you sell the technology on? Are you just giving it away for the good of the country? How does it translate into actual products and services?
Oh, that's a very good question. Actually, first of all, I have to say Siemens has been a logistics company for quite a while. We have been active in airports. We have been active in parcel and ports and cargo. So we are a logistics company. And secondly, what we are planning to do is we are planning to co-create new solutions for the improvement of movements of goods and people and improving efficiency, for instance, with the airport, providing a new passenger experience. What we have signed on just recently is the MOU with Dubai Airports. We are going to provide co-create new solutions to improve passenger experience.
You mentioned there that some of your grant will go to people to create apps and get new technical ideas coming out. Will you own those? Is this how you see you will get money back, by owning technologies and patents, etc.?
Partially. You know, the whole idea is to have it. MindSphere is going to be the operating systems for the Internet of Things. It's going to be open. It's going to be cloud-based. It's like the iOS for Apple. So we are going to provide a platform, and people can put on top their own applications.
But also, I mean, in Abu Dhabi, the centre there is going to be looking at oil and gas. It's going to be looking at water. I mean, you're going to have to be partnering with other people for those as well.
Certainly. This is the whole idea. Partnering, co-creation, working together with customers, putting ideas together, this is the whole idea.
How are you going to be doing knowledge transfer through that? Because I understand that boosting digital skills amongst younger people in the UAE is part and parcel of this whole development.
That is an important element of the whole idea. And the idea is to work together with universities mainly. And this is why we signed an MOU with the Ministry of Education. We are going to provide university like the UAE University, like the Zayed University, with software.
Will you be bringing brains in here to staff these two centres?
We will be bringing brains in here to staff those two centres. Yes, that's right.
How high level are we talking? Out of your engineers, your innovators, your big thinkers, who could we see come here?
Oh, this is really amazing people. And Khalid Nabil, who is going to head the logistics MindSphere application center here, he's a brain. I mean, those guys are top notch.
Let me ask you about Saudi Arabia. There's much discussion about how fast Saudi is going to open up. It all seems to be happening at once, but obviously cinemas, women driving, labour reforms, just the tip of the sand dune, really. I mean, what's your timescale for investment into KSE as part of this $500 million?
It's a major part of it. A good part of the investment, which is coming with software grants, is going into Saudi Arabia.
What sort of percentage?
It's roughly a fifth, I would say.
20%. And where's that going to go specifically?
It's pretty much the same concept. It's going to go in universities. It's going to come with software grants.
Is this expected of companies wanting to do business and to pick up big government contracts, to be involved in big projects like Expo now? I mean, Rich and I have been journalists here since the late 90s, and the question you used to ask businesses, or everyone used to ask businesses in press conference, was what's your commitment to the region? And it basically meant building an office and putting people here rather than having suitcase salesmen who just flew in and out. I feel like the commitment level that's expected now is really changing, and it's changed even just beyond sort of physical infrastructure and financial investment. You're now expected to be investing knowledge and knowledge transfer as well.
Right, and this is what's happening, and it's going to be both ways. As said, we're going to provide access to latest technologies on one side, and we are going to increase our workforce on the ground.
Was this part of your deal in being so involved in Expo in the first place?
Well, Expo will enjoy a lot of contribution from our side. It's going to go in many directions. And one of the directions is also it's going to be a pilot hydrogen facility, which is going to produce hydrogen based on photovoltaic. So this is one of the commitments, and that's a lasting one.
Let me ask you about the sort of breakdown of your revenues, because obviously Siemens is a multi-disciplined company. You've got heavy industry, you've got everything, really. You've got the new technologies. And the Internet of Things, digitization, sustainable technologies, pretty interlinked, really. How much of your revenues, for instance, do you expect those three things and the digital side of life to contribute to your revenues in about 5 years' time?
Oh, well, as you know, we are in the middle of the silent period, and please watch out numbers to come in the next few weeks. So I leave it with this.
Well, Michael Buka, Regional CFO at Siemens, thank you very much indeed for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
It was a pleasure. Thank you.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.